my name is Veronica, and today I'll be talking to you about Arctic wolves. The Arctic wolves live in the northern part of Greenland, the Canadian Arctic, and parts of Alaska. They have lived in North America for more than 2 million years. When they find den, they make a couple of rooms for food and young pups. The Arctic wolf is only species of the gray wolf that still can be found over the whole of its original range, largely because in their natural habitat, they hardly ever encounter humans. Their habitat is extremely harsh and remote, and few scientists go into that world during the long, dark winter. Even most of Inuit live farther south than the Arctic wolf,
because they can live through zero temperatures below, up to 5 months of darkness a year, and weeks without food. The Arctic wolves live in one of the few places on Earth where it is safe from the greatest threat of all, man. Arctic wolves live in some of the roughest lands in the world. In April, the temperature rarely rises above -22 degrees Fahrenheit. The ground is permanently frozen. The Arctic wolf is one of the few mammals that can tolerate those conditions. Wolves usually live in small packs or family groups, including breeding pair, their pup, their unmated offspring from a few years early.
The breeding pair are known as the alpha male and alpha female. They are respected by the rest of the pack. All adults in the pack work together, feeding and in caring for the young. Throughout the fall and winter, Arctic wolves remain on the move. After mating in March, the pregnant female leaves the pack to find a den to give birth to her pups. She may dig a new one. However, if the ground is frozen, she will be forced to return to an old den in a cave or rock cliff. Did you know the pups are born deaf, blind, and helpless? They are totally dependable on their mother, and she in turn relies on her mate to bring her the food she needs. After a month, the pups are able to eat meat. From then on, the whole pack shares a job of feeding them with partly digested meat from a kill. The pups may strike out on their own in following years.
The Arctic wolves prey lemmings in Arctic hare, but its main source of food is musk, ox, and caribou, and eat every part of it, including skin, fur, and bones. Because there are few grazing plants, have up to 800 square miles in which to search for their prey. When winter temperatures fall, the wolves may follow grazing caribou south. The Arctic wolves must hunt together in packs when seeking large prey. The caribou or musk are too powerful for any one wolf to take on alone. By the time the pack approaches a herd of elk out in the open, the chance of a surprise attack is long gone. The herd has already formed a defensive circle